its current state on WKAR for over 30 years, a unique troupe of American improv performers has taken to stages across America and around the world to bring the art of improvisational comedy into the school classroom. Wavelength is a Chicago-based musical comedy ensemble that performs for teachers and school administrators. Their carefully crafted routines address relevant issues in education, often irreverently. Here's a taste of the group's latest presentation, Uncommon Core.
You got a master's degree in education, but the standards want to make you go on vacation. You got skills to the gills and a dope IQ, but with Common Core standards, you just don't know what to do. You can hate all you want, but you can't prevent it. Gotta learn about it, gotta implement it. You can diss the standards, but you can't resist them.
Wavelength holds a training today here in Lansing. They're appearing for the Lansing School District's Professional Development Day gathering. And the group's founder, Jim Winters, began our conversation by breaking down the elements of their internationally known program.
We've got an hour-long keynote program, and that's the comedy, the humor, the improv, the scripted pieces. And then often we stick around and we do training workshops with teachers, showing them how to use improv in their classrooms, running a communications workshop for the teachers to show them how to build their communication skills. But we do that by getting them to interact with improvisational structures and exercises that we've often used in the past as a means of honing our improv skills, our creativity, even getting us to scenic material. But the exercises are really great for getting people to communicate better.
And some number of members in Wavelength are former teachers like yourself. How many?
Well, actually, just myself, in terms of having classroom experience, we've got a couple of people that serve as what they call these days teaching artists, where they work for a theater group in Chicago in an outreach program, and they go out into classrooms and use theater as a means of teaching students. But I was the only one that actually had public and private school classroom experience teaching kids.
Was there an aha moment when you came on to this idea for Wavelength?
There was a buddy and I. He was in the corporate arena. I was in teaching. We were taking the workshops together at Second City, and we were very taken with the process and the excitement that builds when you get up on that stage and you start to improvise. And we thought, what are other applications of this? Turned out I had worked with his wife. She'd been the librarian at a high school where I taught English. And he said, Kath is on the, what we called back then, the in-service day committee. They now call it professional development, professional training. He said she could get us a gig in front of the teachers if we focused this improv and our humorous perspectives on education. So we both were like, whoa, that would be pretty awesome. So we started then to devise a program that we could present to the teachers at the high school I had just left. And so the idea was terrific. And when we stepped on stage, we based a lot of our material on sort of my foibles as a beginning teacher. And I was a little embarrassed to go out there and share with them some of the silly things I had done. But the sillier the thing that I shared, the higher the laughs got. It was just quite amazing to realize, oh my gosh, we're sort of all in this together, yet we close our doors and have an individual experience. When we put it out there for a group, the laughter of recognition goes off the charts. So we're all struggling like this. Let's bring this out in the open and get some perspective around it.
Do you think teachers generally acknowledge that there's some degree of performance involved in teaching?
I think so, and it's become a greater program in the literature. There are people talking about, the 49 performance techniques that teachers need to know, from vocal inflection to eye contact to, how to be engaging with your students and body movement. So there are people that train them just like stage actors. And I think when we make the case, in fact, we open the show saying we're going to be improvising today. We want to get you connected. How many of you have seen improvisation? Quite a few hands go up. But how many of you have performed improvisationally? A few hands go up, and I say, I should see every person's hand up. You guys are all teachers, right? And then they sort of like chagrin go, oh, yeah, you're right. We're always in the moment, often off script because of the nature of education. It's hard to stay on a particular plan or a target. And all sorts of exigencies hit you in the moment. And you need to play at the top of your intelligence, and those are a lot of the basic tenets of improv. So I think they see not only are they actors, but they're working without a script, so they're improv actors.
I know a lot of Wavelength's appearances are in the Midwest, but you have appeared even outside the country. Tell us about that.
We've been fortunate enough. We got to the Netherlands to do some work as an ensemble, and then I run a workshop for teachers called The Sense of Humor, where I talk to teachers about the importance of humor, laughter, and improv, not only in the classroom, but in their collegial relationships. And that got pulled out, and I was able to go to The Hague in the Netherlands. I got to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. We're in the Philippines.
And I understand your appearance in The Hague involved a member of royalty, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was asked for the European Council of International Schools to help them celebrate their 25th anniversary. They asked me to summarize the three speakers ahead of me and then give a little shout-out to the organization. Turned out they had a guy from the World Bank, somebody from the European Space Agency, Prince Edward, the fourth son of Queen Elizabeth, who's known for education and being in the arts, and myself. And I said, one of these things is not like the other. So I summarized the European Space Agency guy, and I summarized the World Bank guy, and Prince Edward had mentioned that his father supports a program in Great Britain to promote the fact that education should be fun. So we were in concert with each other, and I asked the group to stand up and do some laughter activities, and I noticed the prince stood up and got a partner and was doing the laughter activities as well. We finished up, and he came by and said, it was indeed very funny. And I flashed back to his great-grandmother perhaps saying, we are not amused, and him saying, we were amused. So I felt like we'd come full circle. And then I flashed back to earlier this year. I was doing the workshop for a group of special ed teachers in Maryland, just outside of D.C., and a woman came up and said midway through, weren't you at The Hague? And I said, yes, I was. It was a curious presentation. I said, out of the four people there, I felt like I really didn't belong. And I mentioned the four speakers, and she said, you know, you're the only one I remember. And I thought that was a real testament to humor and laughter and its power and the fact that we got people up to do some exercise and made it kinesthetic, that it had a memory for her that exceeded those other prestigious speakers and captured her in a way that she remembered it. So I thought, well, that's a great testament to keep doing this work because it has lasting effects.
That's amazing. You need to stay on top of education issues to keep your routines relevant. Given everything that's going on in education, are you glad you're not in the classroom anymore, or do you sometimes wish you were in front of 30 kids teaching English?
You know, I thought I would miss it, but I've really enjoyed teaching teachers, you know, not only getting to do the comedy show, but the workshops with them. I'm a big fan of teachers, and a lot of my colleagues and buddies are teachers, and I'm in such awe of what they do. Your instinct is right there with all the changes. I'm not sure that I'd want to be facing all that comes their way these days, but I sure want to be in a place where we can support them and hopefully bring a little humor to the seriousness of it all.
Current Statesman talking with Jim Winters, who's the head of the educational entertainment troupe Wavelength. They appear in the Lansing School District here today. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Mark.